This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home, you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money. Get moving at realestateagentsitrust.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The progressive agenda is very, very clear and farther along than we thought. But as we learn in the book Liars, the Fabian socialists, they need to heat the world up and then mold it to closer to their heart's desire. But I don't think you can put this genie back in the bottle. For instance, George Soros has been paying a lot of money for Black Lives Matter. He has been funding a lot of this. Now, when you start having people believe some of the stuff that Pat is going to share with us, you don't put this genie back in the bottle. How do you calm this group down and come to some sort of understanding of one world government?
Well, surely if you just do these few things they've requested, everything.
Okay, it's just
fine.
A couple of things,
all they really want is just to investigate the police,
right?
Make sure that the police, the bad guys, are out.
Yeah, well, they got a couple other demands because Glenn, obviously, it's understandable. They're a collective that centers and is rooted in Black communities, but recognize they have a shared struggle with all oppressed people.
Thank you.
Collective liberation will be a product of all their work. Mm-hmm. So it's not all about Blacks. It's also about women, queer, trans, femmes, gender nonconforming, Muslim, formerly and currently incarcerated, cash poor, working class, differently abled, undocumented, and immigrant. Of course, you can't leave those people out. There can be no liberation for all Black people if they do not center and fight for those who have been marginalized. That's why they want the war.
It's not Black Lives Matter. It's closer to all lives except whites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All lives except whites matter.
Well, but whites can be femmes.
Yes.
Right. And if the white femmes' lives...
Jeffy, could you just Google search?
No, don't Google.
Well, I just want to know what femmes are.
I know, but Jeffy shouldn't Google.
I don't think you want to know what femmes are, but... I will say this. This platform is obviously wholly against capitalism.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
Okay.
Wholly against capitalism, mm-hmm. war, and white supremacy.
I guess it's not H-O-L-Y. That's probably not mentioned in the document.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They want an immediate end, of course, to criminalization of Black youth. Zero tolerance policies.
Wait, hold on.
All police removed from all schools.
An end to the criminalization of Black youth.
Black youth.
Meaning that what? A young Black person could not commit a crime.
Commit a crime.
Okay. Oh.
Of course.
Okay. Well,
they want to relocate all the police funds to Black schools. Also an end to capital punishment, bail, court fees, no more criminal history disclosure for loans, licenses, employment. They want reparations for past and continuing harassment, payment in the form of free education for all Blacks for life, undocumented and former current criminals, retroactive forgiveness of all college debt, a guaranteed minimum wage.
Oh my gosh.
With corporate regulations, public school curriculums will teach against colonialism and slavery and how that's injured the Black community to this day. Now, they also want some investment in education, health, and safety for Blacks, divestment from prison, fossil fuels, police, surveillance, the usual. That includes decriminalization records expunged for all drug-related offenses and prostitution. Universal health care is a constitutional right, and so is a fully funded education. Also, they want to cut in military spending, and I'm not sure how that fits into all this, but economic justice is naturally going to be a part of this. Progressive restructuring of tax codes and a right to restored land, clean air, clean water, and housing. An end to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's the one thing I think we can all agree on.
Right.
And renegotiate all trade agreements and prioritize for Black communities. Then they want community control. They demand a world where those most impacted in their communities control the laws, institutions, and policies from their schools, local budgets, economies.
That can happen. All they have to do is vote.
That's not enough, Glenn. It's cute that you right. marginalize them that way.
But no, I don't mean to marginalize.
Anymore.
I mean,
it's not going to work anymore.
All right.
Then they also want political power. They demand independent black political power and black self-determination in all areas of society. Is that too much to ask? I don't think so. It's a couple little demands.
You left out no more cages, jail cells, or shackling handcuffs.
Right.
Okay?
But doesn't that, I mean, doesn't that mean that no one ever goes
to jail?
Like, so what, there are no laws? Is there any way to punish someone who would commit a crime? I know black youths can't commit crime, but couldn't other people commit crime?
Yes.
Not if they're black or femmes.
Well, right. Did you look up femme for me?
What about black femmes? Can black femmes?
Is it F-E-M-M-E-S?
F-E-M-M-E-S, yes.
You know from history there are a lot of violent femmes.
Black femmes.
No, I think that was
a band.
Group. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a band.
Yeah, I think that was just a rock band.
I could be mistaken.
Did you look it up for me?
I did.
What does it say?
A lesbian or an effeminate male homosexual who takes a traditionally feminine sexual role.
Okay.
Wait, say it one more time.
Okay.
One more time.
A lesbian or an effeminate male homosexual.
That would be like, what's his name in The Birdcage?
Correct.
Not
Nathan Lane?
Yeah, Nathan Lane. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He takes a traditionally feminine sexual role. Yeah.
But I thought you weren't supposed to call them that. That was.
They can call themselves that.
Okay.
I don't know what anybody is anymore. I don't know.
Crazy.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home. I mean this, but you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money. Get moving at realestateagentsitrust.com.